Well, hey, Dad, and welcome to the Family Man Show. Hope things are going great in your family. Things are busy here. This show is a little special today. I want to get this kind of right off the bat. The show is dedicated to Parker Schreckengoss. Parker's going to be 13 real soon, and his dad, Brian Schreckengoss, out there in Pennsylvania, he asked me if I could give some words of wisdom. Actually, he invited me to his special 13th birthday party where a bunch of men are going to hang around and have a great time and then encourage Parker on this special turning point in his life. He asked me if I could come. Well, I couldn't be there, but I thought maybe we'd just start the show off, dedicate this show, which is just a huge, huge honor for Parker, I'm sure. Probably one of the highlights of his life up until this point and maybe beyond this point for his whole life. So we just wanted Parker to know that I was thinking of him, and I was thinking of this special time in his life. Because, you know, 13th birthdays are pretty special. I know we've celebrated those in my family. In fact, we've done three of those. We're going to do one more. Well, we're going to do a whole bunch more, but we're going to do another one in April for my son Ike. And we're starting to make plans for that to make it a special time for him. They're not all the same, you know. All 13th birthdays are not created equal. Some are, you know, just the guys. Others are family. Some are just the girls. Some are everybody. But Parker, you know, your dad asked me to maybe share with you and all the guys who are going to be there some advice for 13-year-old boys. And from this past 13-year-old, I'd like just my bit of advice would be not only stay close to God, but listen to your dad, your mom as well, of course, but listen to your dad, because your dad knows some things. At least he should have learned something in all these years of living. And sometimes we as kids, me, I remember I thought I was pretty smart. I thought I knew everything. And there were times I didn't even think about going to my dad. I unless my car was broken, then I asked him. But, you know, I think I should have asked him some of the big things, you know, about future mates and, you know, important things about what I should do for a living. I never even thought about asking him. And it was my mistake. And, you know, I had to learn some things maybe the harder way. And that's what I want, not only for you, but I want it for my sons. I think all the guys out there want their sons just to listen to their dad and to know that your dad and your mom love you so, so much. And they're going to blow it along the way. And, you know, when you get 13, it gets a little bit harder in the parenting department because you're going to start growing up. What do you mean start? You're already growing up. And, you know, you're kind of like the young buck whose antlers are starting to get out there. You know, you're not just little nubs sticking out the top of your head. You're starting to be a man. And I know there's some, you're going to be starting to want to make decisions on your own. You're going to want to be a little bit older because you are older. And the temptation is to think that you know just maybe more than you do. And to cut your dad out or to say, you don't know what you're talking about, but he does know what he's talking about. But your dad's going to blow it, and then, you know, over the next several years, actually for the rest of his life too, he's going to blow it and make some mistakes, but he loves you so much, and he only wants the best. And if you will remember that and stay on his side, as you're both on God's side, man, you're going to have a good growing-up time. So, Parker, we just, all the men listening, you're entering a great camaraderie of men, a band of brothers, and one day you'll be a future dad, and I'll probably be an old man. You'll be listening to this podcast to the Family Man, and I'll say you to dad to you, not to your dad Brian. Brian, I know you're a great dad. But let me just encourage you not to give up on your son, because it does. I talked to lots of dads, and I see lots of dads who are pulling their hair out, including this dad sometimes, because sometimes Parker's going to be thinking things that you're not going to be thinking. He's going to be liking things that you may not be liking. I was talking to an older person today, and we were talking about how the older people in this church we were talking about, they're all up in arms because music styles are, they don't like the music anymore. You know, it's too rocky. And she said she remembered when she was a young person, and all the old people didn't like the New Youth for Christ music, you know, which is now the old music. And she said, you know, I'm not going to be one of those old people. I'm not going to complain about young people's stuff. And, but it gets easy to, because we is one of them old people now. And, you know, a lot of the dads, they get to the point where they just feel like what's the point? What's the use? So don't give up. You know, don't Parker need you. He needs you to guide him through these areas that he's never been through, but that you have been. And you've learned something, I assume, going through there. And some of those waters are kind of treacherous, and some are pretty rocky, and the rocks are jagged. Some of those, you know, I'd like to think that through your great counsel, and Parker's going to listen to you, he's going to avoid most of them. But some of those he's going to have to learn on his own. And they're the ugly ones. They're the ones we hope that they don't have to learn on their own. But sometimes, you know, that's where you learn the most, right? So, Brian, don't give up on your son. You know, keep loving that boy no matter what. Show him unconditional love. Prove to him because, you know, he needs a good path to follow. He needs, because he's going to be like you. It sounds like a song. So if you got some things, Brian, that you need to shore up in your life, do them now. Because to our detriment, our children are going to carry some of those things with them. So, Parker, this show's for you. Actually, that Parker, he just got the first 6 or 7 minutes of the show. The rest of the show is for all the other dads. But happy birthday. I'd sing happy birthday to you, but I'm not going to right now. But I'll be thinking those happy birthday thoughts. So the rest of you guys, if you got 13-year-old sons or sons are getting a little bit older, daughters are getting a little bit older, maybe you're planning a big 13th birthday. I know lots of the guys have done different things for their sons. I know for my first son, we stayed all night on a World War II submarine up in Muskegon, Michigan. Had a bunch of guys, and we had a ceremony out on the deck. For my second son, we had a birthday party at a water park, and we had a special ceremony, just the family. For my daughter, it was my wife took her up to Chicago for the day, and she got her ears pierced, and that was a special time. For my upcoming son, Isaac, who's going to be turning 13, you know, we're planning some different things. We gave swords, big old swords, to my other two boys, but I'm not sure this son wants a sword. Instead, we might be getting him a welding machine that he can weld with, because he's really been wanting one, and that would be kind of a manly thing that he can use for a long time, but we'll have some kind of ceremony. We're going to be on the road, I think. But the point is, not necessarily not just all the ceremony, because, you know, I used to think that the ceremony was everything. They would remember all my stellar words, but they don't. I think what they remember is just that moment that their mom and dad loved them so much that they set aside that special time to do something just for them. Maybe you have some ideas. Maybe you can send in your ideas. I know other guys have done certain things, and some have been elaborate, some haven't been. You don't have to be like us or like them or like anybody else. You just do what you want to do for your sons and daughters. I hope you've taken note that February the 14th is going to be here before you know it. That's Valentine's Day, and you got some Valentines in your house. You got a special Valentine's that you're married to. The whole world will be saying, and just, you know, they're already saying it, because I've been to Walmart, and you see the displays out there with hearts reminding all us slow dads and husbands that the big day's coming up. Your wife is seeing those signs, and she's seeing the commercials or hearing the commercials on TV or in magazines, and if you don't do anything, Dad, or if you do something lame-o, like stopping at CVS on your way home from work, you know, to pick up some, you know, flower in a box, you will have let her down. Not because a flower in a box is a bad thing, but it just doesn't take very much effort. It's kind of like what we talked about at Christmas. You know, when we make those efforts to show our wives how much they love them, it pays off. Not just for us, but for them. So you should start thinking about what you're going to do for your special bride. I know I was talking to a guy, actually I got an email from a guy just 2 days ago. And he was asking about going out with his wife, and they have 6 young children, all under the age of 10, which is a kind of scary time of life. And he was asking, you know, do you think it's okay to go out on dates? You know, do we not need them? And what about our anniversary or 10th anniversary or I think it was that. Yeah, 10th or 11th anniversary is coming up, and I'd really like to do something, but I don't know. Maybe it's too. Maybe I don't need to. And I wrote back, and I said, whoa. You know, dates and anniversary times are the glue that hold us together. They remind us of all that special person that we married, because sometimes in the midst of life, we kind of forget that, don't we? I know I do. And I know my wife does too. I've had guys and ladies come up to me and proudly say, we haven't had a date in 22 years. you know, and they're thinking I'm going to pat them on the back, and I want to say, shame on you. You know, you should be having dates. You know, you owe it to your children to have dates. You owe it to your children to be in love with that spouse that's across from you. And sometimes when you're with your children, it's hard to love your spouse because you're in the midst of the throes of things. I know we just got back from sunny California. My wife and I did just this past weekend. Even though it wasn't sunny, it wasn't warm. But, you know, we thought maybe we were going to speak at a couple's kind of weekend thing. And it was a fast and furious schedule. We didn't do much R&Ring, you know. And there was no romance in the middle. But, you know, it was nice just sitting on an airplane talking to my wife. It was nice, you know, eating some sandwiches in a food court. It wasn't romantic, but it was just nice talking to my wife. Because sometimes, again, in the midst of things, you kind of forget that. Now, if you have an iPhone, you can have me remind you about those Valentine's things with our very cool 2012 You to Dad Daily Calendar iPhone app. It's very cool. In fact, I had mine today. It has a little reminder that comes on every day for me at 8:30. You can set yours at any time you want. And I was able to check it. And it reminded me to write my wife a little note, just thanking her for those things I take for granted. And so I did. I just got on my computer, typed her an email, sent it over there, you know, thanking her for doing things like taxes and working out things on the computer so we can do things in our ministry a little bit easier, or doing the laundry, or, you know, going to the grocery store. You know, I take for granted, you take for granted, that all that food that you enjoy just magically appears in the refrigerator. And it doesn't. It takes a lot of effort. And sometimes we as dads and husbands, we forget to thank our wives. So if you had like that really cool app, you could use that to make you a better husband, better dad. Right now, we only have it on the iPhone. Maybe in the future, maybe next year, we'll try the Android or all those other kind of phones. But right now, if you've got an iPhone, you want a cool little dad tool, go to the App Store and type in You to Dad Daily Calendar, and that'll get you downloaded in about, you know, 10 seconds. And it's a cool tool, you know, 365 days of encouragement. So anyway, hope things are... if you have that, you know, take advantage of it. We've been working around our house on some house projects. We redid our family room. You know, I thought it was going to be an easy project. I always do. And my wife even thinks it's going to be easier. And so we were in our family room, which is about a 35-year add-on to the 100-year-old house that we live in. We had, when we first moved here, it was one of the first projects we did. It had old paneling in it. And we decided what we'd do is just, you know, plaster over the cracks and then wallpaper over it. And for the last 14 years, it's worked great. It's looked great. But it's starting to get a little old. It's getting a little tired. And some of the cracks, you know, where the paneling was, it's cracking. And so we thought, oh, this will be easy. We'll just pull off that paneling. It'll be drywall under there. We'll, you know, fix it up and slap a coat of paint on there, and we'll have a great project. And we, at the time, we had a fireplace without a mantle. It was just a brick. You know, we painted it green and like a soft green and you know, and exposed bricks on the top. But so we ripped all that off, and I think I shared with you maybe a couple times ago that it was a big, ugly project. We had to have the whole room re-drywalled. So we ended up painting it. We put new trim on it. The fireplace all looks fantastic. I've shared some pictures on Facebook. If you're a Facebook person, you can check that out at the Todd Wilson page, I guess you call it a page. But it's just like, you know, husbands and wives view finished project a little different, because I feel like finished project is, it's finished, you know? I mean, yes, there's some trim missing, and the pictures aren't hung back up on the wall, and there's this one electrical box that's underneath that needs to be covered up with a special kind of panel so you can still get to it. But to me, it's finished. But to my wife, it's not finished until the last decoration is hung. And that can cause some consternation on both of our parts, because I'm the, you know, glass awful kind of guy, and she's the glass not even anything in it kind of person. So we spent some time today, actually yesterday I hung two ceiling fans, which should have been easier than they were, but they weren't, you know. I'm always forgetting. I go ahead and, you know, you're putting it together and it has to go in a certain order. Because if you don't put it in a certain order, you got to go undo it to put that first piece back on. I did that, three or four times on the first fan. I had two fans to put up, so my second fan I was pretty quick on. But the first fan took some time. So we got that done. So today I was helping my wife around lunchtime hang some pictures. And, oh, man, we used to have one huge wall filled with pictures. I mean, eight children's rows, you know, just Ben's pictures and then Sam's pictures, and they took up the whole wall. We've decided to divide that in half, and now we have to measure out and put them evenly spaced. And that's a lot of effort. We only got about one half of the project done. We got some more of that to do. We're having some friends over, and we're going to have our first night of the Focus on the Family Truth Project. We're kind of excited to see how that goes. Hopefully that will encourage our children and us in spiritual things. Because, you know, over at the Family Man Forum, there's a question about helping to be a good spiritual leader in your home. You know, that's a dad's job, right? That's what we're supposed to do, right? Right. That's a hard thing to do, right? Yep. Hoping that will give us some direction. We've gotten a slow start on family devotions. I've wanted to do family devotions for a while now and or get back into family devotions because we kind of got off it from Christmas. We haven't gotten back in yet. And guess whose fault that is? Everybody else's. No, it's mine. So my wife just gently reminded me again that we need to get on that. So we are. We won't do it tonight, but we're going to try tomorrow evening and a new time because we've tried all the other times. You know, we've tried in the morning. We've tried, and that's always been hard. So we're going to try, see if we can get it together in the evening. I always admire you guys who have family devotions without fail. You know, you get up early and you get them cranked out. But that has not been our lot. We've had sometimes where we've had great success and other times where we've had great droughts. We're going to give it a shot again because that's the mark of a good dad, right? Not the one who fails succeeds all the time, but the one who never quits trying. He just keeps on going. I don't know what the weather's like in your neck of the woods, but it's still cold here. We had some warm weather, but it's bone chilly again. But it won't be too long before we have to uncover the old RV, the Family Man Mobile, and get ready to hit the road again. Because spring is coming. I don't know if you've planned your vacation plans, but just to give you a little heads up, I'm going to be speaking at two family camps, two summer camps. And sorry, guys, but they're homeschool focused. One's in Harvey Cedars, New Jersey. It's like the first or second week of June. You can check that out, Harvey Cedars Bible Conference Center or something like that. I could actually look on my internet here because I got it up. It's HC Bible, hcbible.org. So it's harveycedarsbible.org. Harvey Cedars, New Jersey, right on the ocean. It's a cool place. You're just a couple blocks away from the ocean. And you're on the water on the other side, the inlet side. Smells like the ocean. It's very cool. Last year they had incredible waves. Kids had a great time. We're excited about going this year. For a whole week of encouragement. And in fact, I'm thinking about getting some crab trap because you can throw the crab traps right in the water there and haul out your own crab, even though my son already said we can't kill them. So we're going to do that. In fact, they're having such a good price. They're 25% off the regular price, but that's not all. If you mention my name, Todd Wilson, they'll knock off another 10%. Okay, so if you tell them you heard it from the Family Man, Todd Wilson, they'll knock off 10%. But say you're close to New Jersey or you're not close to New Jersey, we're also going to be in Maryland at Northeast Maryland, which is that's the name of the town, Northeast. It's at the headwaters to the Chesapeake Bay at Sandy Cove. It's got another incredible camp, but it's, again, a homeschool camp for a whole week. I think it's about the first full week in July. It's right there on the Chesapeake Bay. It's very cool. Lots of water things to do. Incredible pool facility. They always have some great events or great other things going on, maybe some special music or other special programs. They have an incredible thing for the kids, but I'm going to be there. And so if you're thinking about either one of those, you ought to check it out on the internet. Again, the one Sandy Cove, sandycove.org, and the other one is hcbible.org. Let them know you heard it from the family man, Todd, and we'll have a good time together. I don't know if you've started thinking about your other summer getaways, but a fellow family man also has, there's a fellow family man whose wife has a website called Simply St. Augustine. It's down there in St. Augustine, Florida, the oldest city in America, where you can see the Castillo de San Marcos, whatever that means. But it's a big old fort there in St. Augustine. And St. Augustine is a very cool place. I've shared that before. But there's a state park there that I was just talking to a fellow family man who lives down in Florida. He's thinking about going RVing in his brand new RV, or at least brand new for him. And I tell him, oh, you ought to go over to Anastasia State Park there in St. Augustine. Very cool state park, real close to the ocean. Lots of fun things, very cool city. And check out that website, Simply St. Augustine. Simply St. Augustine. And do some cool things there. The last few minutes that we're going to spend together, I guess we've got about 8 minutes left. I was just thinking about maybe we'd talk about daughters. Because, you know, daughters are special breeds, aren't they? I know, Parker, you're probably not listening anymore. We were talking about sons earlier. But sons and daughters have different needs, right? When I was in California, one of the guys asked, so, Todd, what do you do? You know, you've had a daughter who's kind of gone through the change. What do you do when they're going through the change? How do you help them? And, you know, I do have a daughter who's kind of gone through that emotional change, that physical change. And it was a rough ride. And even now, it sometimes feels emotional. We had an event the other night in her room that I saw her doing something. And on her little notebook or whatever they're called, internet book, you know, whatever those things are called. I'm an old person, okay? Netbook, that's what it's called. And we have some Wi-Fi. We have some protections on them, but I saw her on it, and I wondered what she was doing. And I said, hey, what are you writing? And she said nothing, and she kind of closed the lid. And I took that to mean I'm doing something bad. Don't look. And so I responded that way. And I said, what do you mean nothing? And I responded harshly, and I got angry. I said harsh words. I responded harshly to her harshness because this emotion came up all of a sudden. And a little while later, I walked by, and she was crying. And she said, don't get near me. Go away. I don't want to talk to you. And I knew I had blown it as a dad again with my daughter when she needed her knight in shining armor, her big old king dad, to come to her, to the knight, or to the damsel in distress. And so I gave her a little bit more time, and then I walked in gently and softly and knocked on her door and asked her if I could come in. Didn't want to barge in. And I just said, I am so sorry. Will you forgive me? And we talked, and she kissed me, and I kissed her. And, it's hard. There are a lot of emotions. Sometimes we dads don't understand that. I don't understand that. I forget that about my wife, that there are certain times during a month that bring about a little bit more emotion. And sometimes, you know, I think, well, you know, what's the deal? What, you were happy yesterday. Why aren't you happy today? Why are you making such a big deal over this? And I think they would honestly say, I don't know why I'm making such a big deal over it. I just am. Because this emotional thing just comes in waves. It does feel uncontrollable. I've been there, you know, maybe not in the same way, but I know what it feels like when you feel emotionally exhausted, you know, after an exhausting time, and you just can't shake the grumpy feeling. You can't be what you want to be. Our job is not to, as fathers, with our daughters, to just point out, you know, you need to use self-control in these kind of circumstances. You need to do this. The Bible says this, you know, a gentle answer and all that. I think we just need to be understanding. Understanding that it's a really hard time for daughters when they're in the midst of this. It's a really hard time for wives who are in the midst of it. And we're going to blow it like we dads do. And, you know, I think I think the thing to remember is the power of asking forgiveness, the power of humbling ourselves and saying, you know, I am so sorry for acting that way. You know, I'm sorry. I just blew it. I don't know what I was thinking. You deserve better. Will you forgive me? And honestly, I don't think there's many people out there who wouldn't forgive an honest, honest, humbled heart. You know, not just, will you forgive me? I'm sorry. You know, they may not forgive that. And dads, if they say, no, I won't forgive you, you should have known better, don't say, well, you should, you know, the Bible says if you don't forgive, then God won't forgive you. I've tried that. It doesn't work. I think the right answer is say, okay, I deserve that. And give him a little bit more time to chew on it. And then come back again and say, I am really sorry. Will you please forgive me? And if they turn you away again, then you come back again and again and again and again and again until it's finally done. There are some dads, some men who never go back again and again. They said, you know, I dealt with it. It's over. Well, it's not over till the fat lady sings or until your daughter says it's over, until she kisses you and says it's over. And even then, it may not be over. You may have to come back to it again. So it ain't easy. But, you know, our daughters need us to be gentle like that. And speaking of daughters, you know, I'm doing a first thing for me. In April, I'm doing a father-daughter banquet. I'm speaking at one of those, and I get to take my two daughters, Catherine Irene and Maggie Rose, and it's a father-daughter banquet and dance. And so we're going to dress up, and we're going to go eat fancy, and I'm going to dance with my daughters. I know they're excited, really excited about the possibilities of having a special time with her father. Because, you know, we have a lot of children. I haven't taken my daughter out on special dates. I know some of you dads have, and I applaud you. You're amazing to me. You know, every daughter wants to be treated specially. They want to be treated like a princess. And, in fact, I did this while we were gone in California. I was emailing my daughter. Well, actually, yeah, I was emailing over my phone to her little netbook, and I was just communicating with her. I did a couple times a day, you know, saying, hey, how things going? And I miss you so much. I love you. And boy, she liked it. She responded right away, and she was loving back. And so after I blew it the other night, I emailed her the next morning, and I said, I'm so sorry again. Will you forgive me? You know, blah, 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 blah. And then I signed it, you're always my princess. And she wrote back right away, I love you, Dad. And it was gentle. And then she signed it, your princess. You know, guys, sometimes we forget they're our princess. But we need to say that. We need to say it out loud just to remind them that we know that they are. And they love that. They love to be known as a daughter of the king. And your daughter just wants to be reminded again how special she is to you. So, hey, Dad, the music is beginning to play. We're just about out of time. Parker, if you're still listening, which I doubt it, have a happy 13th birthday. Brian, keep up the good work. All you dads, keep up the good work. You know, if you've failed lately, which I'm going to guess you probably have, don't give up the ship. You know, never give up. Never give up. Never, never, never give up. And don't forget, see you today.